I'm going to read a bit of the Bible. We're in church, why not? This is from the start of Paul's letter to the Ephesians, which is a really good book, but this is just a few verses from the start. And I don't usually do this, but we're going to think really specifically about one little verse within it. And we're just going to look a bit at that, and so we won't go on too long, but I'll read you the verses around it, and then we'll get to it. So this is Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 3 to 12, let's see. Okay. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world, to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. It goes on, but that last verse, verse 10, is the key to what I wanted to just have a little think about this morning. So with all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, this is the main bit, to gather up all things in him, to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. And as we think about new starts and fresh starts, fresh beginnings, it's that idea that in Jesus Christ, God gathered up all people and all things in him that I want us to kind of get our heads around a bit. One of the things I don't know about any of you, but one of the things I struggle with, struggle to give up, struggle to always, addiction might be overstating it, but is sweets. Now, about 10 days ago, when I knew 1st of September was coming, it was my first day of a job of being a minister. I was like, right, it's time to kick sweets again and be a little bit more healthy. So I was like, right, as soon as 1st of September comes, I'm going to pray more, because as a minister, I guess you have to pray more. And I'm going to eat less sweets. So I got to, so it's now, what day is it today? It's the 5th. Oh, it's my mum's birthday. I have to phone her. It's the 5th of September now. And it was the 1st. Since Wednesday, which was the 5th, the 1st of September, I have had some jelly babies. The first thing I bought was a divine chocolate bar, you know, the sort of ethical ones. I was like, well, it's kind of like a bit God's name and it's ethical, so it's not quite as bad as it just eating a Mars bar. So I justified that to myself. But yeah, so basically I had a divine chocolate bar, then I gave up entirely and I had a double decker, and I've had 2 packets of salt and vinegar crisps, which was kind of part of what I was going to give up as well, a packet of mini cheddars, bacon sandwich, so that was a bit not supposed to be so healthy. I had a mocha, that's kind of like a sweet in a cup of coffee, isn't it? That was this morning as well. And basically loads of other sweets. So I think this is the trouble sometimes with fresh starts, is we think, fresh start, I'm gonna give something up. And we do this at New Year's, I think, especially, but we also do it at kind of people when they're gonna start a new job or start a new school or start a new relationship or start a new anything. We kind of have this habit, or you get to your birthday and you think, right, this is the year I'm gonna cycle every single day or whatever. But so what I basically did, I end up eating sweets. Even off the floor. Because I like sweets so much. But what would happen is, I eat the sweets, and then I think, oh no, I've messed it up again. I ate that divine chocolate bar. Part of the reason I want to do it is that I'm worried that my teeth, as I'm getting a bit older, my teeth are going to run out. So I get to this point where I go, right, I'm eating the sweets, but I need to be healthy, I need to run more, I need to clean my teeth. So I then decide, right, I'm going to give up the sweets, I'm going to clean my teeth. Would you pass me that little cup with water down there? Thank you. So I'm like, I've eaten the sweets, so I need another, can you hold it? This is, you're going to regret sitting there, I'll tell you that. So I'm like, right, I've eaten the sweets, time for a fresh start. Right, so. So then I'm like, right, so Wednesday, 1st September, I had a divine chocolate bar and a double decker. So I need to, like, right, begin again. So fresh start, clean your teeth. You definitely sat in the wrong place. So, clean teeth, clean teeth. Okay. Right, so. There you go. So you go, right, fresh. No, stay there, stay there. So fresh start. Fresh start. Okay, so Wednesday, made a mistake, but I'll clean my teeth. We're starting again. Get to the next day. Shall I just eat an apple and some bran flakes, or shall I eat more sweets? I don't know. I eat more sweets. This is a problem with me as well, is that I also, my wife will tell you this, I'm also addicted to hot and spicy things. So I have Tabasco sauce. Does anyone else like Tabasco sauce? One of the greatest inventions in the whole world. And I'll have it on anything. So I started off just having it on pizza, that kind of stuff. But I ended up like just putting it on toast, or I'll put it on the edge of I'll just put it on salad. Has anyone tried it on salad? Get some lettuce, tomato, just pour on the thing. So I'm like, right, need to be healthy, but now I'm eating the sweets. Gonna have the Tabasco sauce. Now, if you eat sweets all the time, not only is it rotting your teeth, that's bad enough, but if you're eating Tabasco sauce, you end up a bit kind of smelly breath if you do that. So I'm like, right, okay, need to stop that. So, right, clean my teeth again. I need to finish the sweet first, please. You can sit down now, or you're getting scared. Okay. Oh, man. Sometimes you should have thought things through a little bit more, but anyway, so, clean your teeth. Start again. But I know, I cleaned my teeth and I thought, right, I'm going to be healthy again. I know that if not this afternoon, well, actually, I've got half a packet of jelly babies, I'm definitely going to eat some more sweets this afternoon, even though I've decided, right, I'm going to make a fresh start, I'm going to make a new beginning, I'm going to do these things properly. And this is sometimes the way with our kind of, we're talking about fresh starts a bit this morning, that actually we can, well, hands up who's starting back at school this week or just did last in the last couple of days, yeah? Anyone got new jobs coming up, that kind of thing? New job? Good, as a Liverpool footballer? Sounds like a good idea. New job? I've got a new job. I was torn whether I should wear, like, it's my first week of being a minister, I was torn whether I should wear, what should be wearing a dog collar and stuff yet. I haven't quite figured it out. But this is my kind of new beginning this week, is that Tuesday afternoon, I suddenly was like, I have to be a minister now, I better put this on. And I walked around all afternoon and then caught sight of myself in the mirror and was like, how peculiar. But anyway, that's kind of my new beginning as well. Got new babies in the church family. I'm expecting a baby as well, not personally, but there's a baby on its way. There's all kinds of new things coming up. There's this stuff happening with the community centre and the coffee shop. There's kind of new beginnings there for me and for various other people in the Cottenham community. There's all kinds of new stuff going on. And I think one of the struggles we have as Christians is trying to get our heads around, well, hold on, we believe in this God who gives us a new beginning, and that's part of what this letter to the Ephesians is all about. We believe that God gives us a fresh start, a new beginning. Jesus came and wiped away all our sins. This verse where it talks about, in verse 10, where it talks about God gathering up all things in Jesus Christ, things in heaven and things on earth, it's this idea that actually in Jesus everything was brought together and brought close to God, and every one of us can have a new beginning. And yet, when we have this new beginning, we constantly keep messing it up again, and we constantly keep having to make a new beginning, and then after we've made the new beginning, we have to make the new beginning. And the Bible is full of this kind of stuff. Right from the beginning, from Genesis, you get Adam and Eve make a mistake, God has to start again, keeps loving them. Cain and Abel,
make mistake, God keeps loving them. We get further on, Noah, people are messing up so bad that the world is flooded, and Noah gets given a fresh start, and yet human beings keep making a mistake again. We get God giving Moses the Ten Commandments as another fresh start for human beings to try things and to have another fresh start and think, right, we'll get it right this time, but no, human beings mess it up again. And there's this whole story throughout human history and throughout the Bible of human beings making a fresh start, but then God having to give them another fresh start, and then they're making another fresh start, and God giving them another fresh start. And there's this idea in this Ephesians verse where it talks about in Jesus Christ, God gathered all things up in him, that actually in Jesus, that was that ultimate fresh start. That through knowing Jesus Christ, through having a relationship with God in prayer, and through Jesus, and through learning about God, and through coming to church together with our friends, and with our people we don't know, with the community members, with all these things you described of people of different ages and different backgrounds, that Jesus we know brings us into a relationship with God and gives us again a fresh start. Now, as you well know, just because we have a relationship with God and a fresh start in Jesus doesn't mean that we live a perfect life. And we will start a new school, and we know that God is with us, but we also know that we're going to make mistakes. We know that in our new job, not that we know God is with us, but we hope and we pray and we keep asking God to help us out as we go along. And we trust as Christians, and if we don't believe in anything else as Christians, I think we believe perhaps what it says in the Gospel of Matthew about Jesus, where it says, he is Emmanuel, God is with us. And that's one of those things, especially the last few days when I've been like, oh, I haven't got a house yet. Pregnant wife, it's all getting a bit stressful, need somewhere to live. God is with us. We believe that about what it says in the Bible, that God is with us. Not only does he give us a fresh start in Jesus, but God is with us. So my encouragement for you today really is be encouraged. It sounds like the stuff you've all described and having the little conversations and hearing the things you've said to everyone, that you are part of a church where there is that possibility for a fresh start. There is that possibility where people can find relationships, people can find meaningful friendships, a place where people can develop their faith. So be encouraged about that. And I would kind of echo what David has said and other people have said today about thinking seriously about who you might invite to this Back to Church Sunday, about who you might think, actually, they might want a fresh start with church. It might be people that have experienced church in the past but have had struggles with it. It might be people that you've just never thought of asking. But giving those people that opportunity to meet with God and have that fresh start which we're offered in Jesus Christ. So that would be my first encouragement. And my second one would be, bear in mind that God is with us. As Paul says to the Ephesians, in Jesus, God planned to gather all things to him. Not just human beings, but all of creation was gathered to him. And we live, even though we're still flawed human beings and we still live in a flawed world, we live in the reality of God having gathered us all to him in Jesus Christ. And we live in the reality that we believe that Jesus was Emmanuel, God with us. Got a little song that I wanted to play. Some of you may know this, about the band called Mumford and Sons, which I know some of my friends like, some of them don't like. But it's a really interesting song called Sigh No More, which talks about what it means to be loved and how that might make an impact on our life. We often think that a relationship with God is somehow restrictive or somehow can diminish what we can do in life, and somehow God's all about don't do this, don't do that, don't do the other. Whereas actually, a relationship with God, who we believe is love, actually sets us free. It's about 3 minutes long, but the key words, and these get repeated towards the end of the song, says this: love, it will not betray you, dismay you, or enslave you. It will set you free. Be more like the man you were made to be. Obviously, woman as well. Be more like the man or woman you were made to be. There is a design, an alignment, a cry of my heart, to see the beauty of love as it was made to be. And as we start new schools, or our same schools in new classes, or new jobs, or new challenges as a church, or whatever's going on in our lives, in our relationships, in our families, let's try and live in that presence of God, knowing and trusting that Jesus Christ is Emmanuel, God is with us, and that love won't betray you, dismay you, or enslave you, but will set you free. So let's just
listen to this song and kind of make it our prayer as we sit here and say it's about 3 minutes long, but make it our prayer that we accept that love and that presence of God with us today and in the week to come.